This goes to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Douglas, middle initial K, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, date of birth August 1st, 1938. Dear Dr. Power, this is a consultation for Mr. Myers, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which has been present since actually 2014. He was seen initially in this office for consultation. July 28th of 2014 for elevated creatinine levels. And it was determined that it was most likely secondary to atherosclerosis. And fortunately, although the levels are abnormal, they remain between 1.6 and 1.7 creatinine levels, with estimated GFR between 39 and 42. So it is relatively stable. He does have a long history of severe coronary atherosclerosis. He initially had a cardiac catheterization with 7 stents, and those clotted and reoccluded. Then he required coronary artery bypass graft with 2 vessels, and those also occluded. And he had another cardiac catheterization with 2 more stents placed, and those are working and open at this point. So he's currently feeling quite well. He has no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no recent illnesses, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have reflux esophagitis that is controlled with medications. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms, no unusual rashes, but he does have severe itching, and that's been on his back and arms, and it's been going on intermittently for at least 5 years, maybe longer, of unknown etiology. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence, but he does have nocturia 3 to 4 times per night. Past medical history is significant for coronary artery disease, anemia, angina, gastroesophageal reflux disease, degenerative disc disease of the lumbar spine, gout, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hearing loss requiring hearing aids, a history of myocardial infarction, prediabetes, allergic rhinitis. Past surgical history, he's had the coronary artery bypass graft with two vessels replaced, and cardiac catheterizations with initially 7 stents and the second cardiac catheterization 2 stents. He's had bilateral cataract removal and lens implants, ventral hernia repair where the mesh got infected, and that required the mesh to be removed. Now he has a large abdominal hernia present. He's had sinus surgery with nasal polyp removal. Social history, the patient quit smoking in 1960, has not smoked since. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is retired and he is a widower. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease in his mother. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medication, isosorbide extended release, 120 milligram daily, metoprolol extended release, 50 milligram daily, nitroglycerin sublingual, 0.4 milligram as needed for chest pain, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Zadia, 10 milligram daily, Protonix, 40 milligram daily, Lipitor, 10 milligram daily, CoQ10, 200 milligram twice a day, vitamin B12, 500 microgram daily, vitamin D3 is 5,000 units once daily. He does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 66.5 inches, weight 169 pounds, pulse 63, and blood pressure 130/72. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension and no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with an enhanced S2, possibly a murmur. Regular rate, no rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Extremities, there's no edema. Pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. Brisk capillary refill. And labs and studies, most recent lab studies were done 12-5 of 2022, creatinine 1.7. Then May 12, 2022, creatinine 1.6. August 19th, 2021, creatinine 1.4. August 18th, 2021, creatinine 1.7. 12-11-2020, creatinine 1.6, and 7-6-2020, creatinine 1.7. And then when he was seen July 28, 2014, or 2014, his creatinine was 1.7 at that time also. His last echocardiogram was done August 19th of 2021. He had septal left ventricular hypertrophy, some moderate hypokinesis of the apical and septal left ventricular region wall segments. He had a calcified aortic valve with sclerosis and mild regurgitation and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, number 1. Most likely secondary to severe atherosclerosis, with stable creatinine levels since 2014. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, so he'll get them done this month again. He's going to follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.